And there you go with DD Sharp. Good morning, everybody. I'm Bob O. Thank you so much for spending some time with me right here. It's 10 minutes now after the hour of 8. And if you did not hear, going to a high today of 81, a low tonight of 54. Currently outside our studios, it is 53. And I have to really behave myself here because we have a very, very special guest in the studio. And I'll tell you what, I'm very, very impressed by this gentleman. And he is Jeff Feldman. And he is an attorney. And Jeff, good. May I call you Jeff?
Sure.
Okay. I just didn't want to. You know.
I know. Better than some of the other things you could call me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure you've heard it all too, right? Yeah. Absolutely. You have a great law firm, law firm, and as a matter of fact, you've won a lot of big cases. As a matter of fact, an $11.2 million case. Am
correct.
I not correct?
Yes.
And the name of your firm?
Feldman, Kleidman, Coffey, Sape, and Regenbaum. Wow. Mouthful.
Now, yeah, really.
It's a mouthful. And
of course, you guys have been around for
31 years.
Wow, that is just amazing. That is just amazing. So what is it that – now, every law firm has a specialty that they do. They don't do everything. Some law firms might if they happen to have 40 lawyers working for them. But in this case here with you – what is it that your law firm actually specializes in?
Predominantly, what we do is we represent people who are injured in an accident or through the fault of someone else, but we do not bring lawsuits against doctors or hospitals. That's the other side of our practice. We represent and defend doctors and hospitals when they get sued for medical malpractice.
Mm.
One of my partners, Dave Zagon, also does some criminal work. He's a former prosecutor with both the Orange County and the Rockland County District Attorney's Office. But the bulk of our practice is representing people who have been injured through the fault of another or defending doctors and hospitals when they're sued for malpractice.
Why wouldn't it be the other way around? Because generally I always see attorneys or talk to attorneys that I happen to know. They're always defending a patient. I've never run into an attorney firm, if you would, please, respectfully.
That's okay.
That actually represents doctors and hospitals. So this is new to me.
Okay. When I first started with another firm back in 1980 in Poughkeepsie, they defended physicians and hospitals who were sued for malpractice. And that's how I got into that field. And when my partner, Paul Kleidman, and I left there in 1986 to start our own firm, we continued in that vein, defending hospitals and doctors, and we've been doing it for 31 years.
Wow. You care to elaborate on any cases, any big wins, without dropping names and all that? I realize all that stuff is extremely sensitive.
Sure. But. I mean, on the plaintiff side, the side where we've recovered money for the victim of somebody else's negligence, we recently had a very successful, end to a very tragic story. We represented the family of a young mom who was a backseat passenger in a car that was being driven by her friend on the Salt Point Turnpike in Dutchess County. And unfortunately, the car went off the road because of icy conditions, and the young mom who was in the backseat died almost instantly. Mm. So she left a husband and two young kids. There had been another act. There had been a perpetual water problem in that area of the highway, and there had actually been another accident in the same location several hours before this accident. And New York State DOT had been called and was advised about this icy condition by both the fire chief and by somebody else that worked for DOT. But by the time DOT got there to sand this area, which was several hours later, the second accident had already occurred and this young lady had passed away. So we tried that case in the Court of Claims. All cases against New York State are tried in the Court of Claims. And we tried that case both with reference to responsibility and with respect to damages, and got a very significant verdict. And while the case was on appeal, we were able to settle it with the state of New York for $11.3 million.
Oh, my goodness.
And based upon our expertise and knowledge from handling these complicated cases, what we were able to do was to ensure that that large sum of money, and it is a large sum of money, but the loss to the family is equally significant. It's intended to compensate. We're able to what we call structure the payments so that those two young people don't get all the money when they're 18. That money is going to pay for their college and their grad school. And then when they're older, they will get what we refer to as larger lump sum payments over the course of their life. So they're going to have to get their degrees. They're going to have to get jobs. They're going to have to be normal, everyday working people. But we try to take the death of their mom and make something good happen out of it.
Wow, okay? Isn't that super? Very nice.
So that's a recent success of a very significant proportion. There are lots of other successes that we have. We post them on our website, which is fkcsr.law. And anybody that goes to that website, fkcsr.law, can see there's a variety of different sections to the website. And then under the news section, and then there's another tab for plaintiff's news, you can see all the different settlements. So every time we get a verdict or a settlement, we post it there so that our present clients and future clients are aware of what we're doing. By the same token, in the context of defending doctors and hospitals, those cases that we try or resolve are also posted in another section there under defense news. And then we have another section called firm news where we announce other kinds of things that are happening, such as the thing that I'm the proudest of was last year for our 30th anniversary. A group of people got together within our firm, as well as some of the people that help us as far as our getting the word out. And we came up with the idea of 30 acts of kindness to memorialize our 30th anniversary. Because when Paul and I started, we instantly started contributing to the community, sponsoring Little League teams and soccer teams and things like that. So we put it out to our staff and we said that we're going to make 30 donations to 30 entities that we've never donated to before, because we do donate a lot of money every year. So our staff all picked their favorite charities or things that were special to them for one reason or another. And we made a significant amount of, significant size donations to a variety of different organizations like Family Services, Abilities First, Astor Home, Sparrow's Nest, and all those 30 charities that we contributed money to is listed under the firm news. And it was a way to thank the community for all of their support. And also, there's so many worthy causes out there. There's so many charities that need the funds, and we're blessed and are doing well, so we wanted to help others.
You know, pardon the expression, and I don't mean this as a pun, but judging from what you're telling me, it looks like your law firm is very, very much into community.
We are. I mean, all of us have been involved in a variety of different organizations. I've been involved in the LaGrange soccer program for years. I just, like Yogi Berra said, when you come to a fork in the road, you take it. And, there was a situation in the soccer community where I perceived that there was no place for kids with special needs to play. And so went to the town board in LaGrange and also to the LaGrange Soccer Club. And together as a community, we created the special needs soccer program in LaGrange.
Oh, for crying.
And out of that grew a special needs bowling program. And in LaGrange, there are special needs soccer program, lacrosse, softball, basketball, both for youth and for adults. My partner, Andrew Regenbaum, who's a councilman in the town of New Windsor, he just started a special needs soccer program in New Windsor. My partner, Paul, passed away 11 years ago from cancer, and hospice was just unbelievable to him and to his family and to me. I've been on the Hospice Foundation board and now the hospice board for probably 10 years or so. So a lot. We're very involved in the community and serving on non-for-profit boards. My partner, Craig Burgess, just went on the Dutchess Bar Association board. He had been on the SPCA board in Dutchess. And so we try to give back.
Wow, absolutely. Very, very impressive. Very, very, very impressive. Soccer is near and dear to me. And I'm very impressed that you actually, started, special needs, soccer, which is very, very important. You don't hear too many people doing that. And I actually coached soccer for years. It happens to be my third most favorite sport.
Okay.
I absolutely love
what
it.
What are the first two?
Baseball, okay. Then football, followed okay. by soccer.
Well, soccer's my first.
Oh,
soccer's
wow.
Soccer's my primary. And I never played, but I watched my daughter and both of my sons play. And my daughter went on and was able to play in college. And she's now coaching a premier level team. Soccer's given so much to my family as far as the friends we've made and the great times that we've had
wow.
with our kids on the trips that, I mean, for the special needs community, those kids and adults, they need athletic endeavors. They need to be participating in things. They need the motion and the movement. And it was really, it wasn't that complicated to do it for the soccer community. And there were, as with every kind of a venture, there were tons of people that helped us to get this off the ground. And it's a thriving endeavor in LaGrange and now in New Windsor. And we're proud to have been a part of it.
Now, do I understand that you have an expansion going on? Am I correct about that?
Yeah, we've been growing. We've outgrown our space at 995 Main Street and what used to be the Chase Bank across the street from our office, 986 Main Street. Chase vacated those premises, so we rented those premises and gutted it, and we're going to move part of our practice over there so we can hire more people in the 995 building.
Wow.
And the ribbon cutting for that happens to be today at noon.
Oh, wow.
986 Main Street.
Congratulations. That is absolutely super. You know, to me, you first of all, you're a very intelligent man. I can tell just by looking at you. No, really, seriously, and I really mean that. And, I mean, you're going to school for years to become what you are. Obviously, you really love
it. Still learning.
Every day, right? Every day, right? Do you ever find yourself getting burned out where your mental capacity has just reached a max and you need to get away for a while? Or
I think everybody does, no matter what you do. It doesn't matter whether you're driving a truck or you own a shoe store or you're an electrical contractor. You know?
I haven't had a vacation in 12 years.
I think you all do. But, you know, as I was telling you off the air, you know, one of my mentors was my grandfather, and he passed away 30 years ago. And I think about him every day. And he was an incredibly hard worker in the Catskills. He owned his own deli, and he was a waiter in the Concord Hotel back in the heyday. And he would work, you know, these long shifts. And when I was a kid, he always used to say to me, you have to play as hard as you work.
Wow.
And, you know, I do that, sometimes not as frequently as my wife would like me to do that. But I do that. And, you know, you have to make time for yourself and your family. But the kind of work that we do and the responsibility that you have to your clients, because just like for you, when the words come out of your mouth on the air, you can't take them back. And when the words come out of our mouth in the courtroom, you can't take them back.
That's right.
So you have to be prepared. You have to know your case. You have to know your file. You have to know the medicine. And you have to know your client. You have to know your adversary. And there's a lot of studying involved, especially in the Med-Mal cases, where you have to be as proficient and knowledgeable about the medicine as the doctors that you're cross-examining. So there's a lot involved, but it's very fulfilling and it's very rewarding, and I'm never bored.
It seems like your firm, including yourself, it seems like you take an extra mile to really dig down and to turn over stones and make sure there's not one that hasn't been turned over.
Exactly. I mean, I don't remember the specifics of the statement, but you know, the preparation and the perspiration that goes into doing this kind of stuff is invaluable, and you have to think about everything from every different vantage point. And that's one of the advantages for us of doing both plaintiff's work and defense work, is that we see things from both sides. But as far as the investigation is concerned, exactly what you said, no stone gets left unturned.
Jeff, if you would, could you give the address of your law firm again, please, and website and phone number?
Sure. It's the address is 995 Main Street in Fishkill, and the phone number is 845-897-5199, and our website is FKCSR, the initials of the firm, FKCSR.law.
Boy, I could talk to you for a good hour or more.
I'd
really
be glad
could.
To come back.
Oh, please do so, really.
Thanks
so
much.
We invite you, and you're such a terrific guy, and everything you do for the community, too. That's near and dear to my heart. It really is. And thank you so much for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for helping us to get the word out.
Absolutely. All right, this portion of my program all being powered by, and I got to tell you, as soon as I get through all my paperwork here, folks, we're going to get there. As a matter of fact, we will right now. All being powered by the Foundation for a Better Life, Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our very own victories. Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com, taking it to the streets with Hudson Valley Traffic.
This traffic report is powered by Emergency One.